Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance. We all understand the concept of preventative maintenance. If you own an automobile, you know you have to change the oil and rotate the tires. You've got to make sure the transmission fluid is flushed and checked. And there are certain things that no matter what type of vehicle you own, you've got to do in order to make sure that vehicle's maintained. When it comes to our bodies, we understand the importance of brushing our teeth and exercising and eating right, because by doing those things, we're preventing diseases that could come and hinder us down the line. We know about preventative maintenance when it comes to our lawns and properties and all other kinds of things. Well, have you ever considered the preventative maintenance plan for your business? Every business needs a maintenance plan. In this industry, if you have built a massive downline, or a small one, no matter what the size, there has to be a maintenance plan in place in order for that team to stay intact. It's important for every business, no matter what type of entrepreneur you might be, maintaining your business is the key. Otherwise, if you don't have a maintenance plan in place, you're simply engaged in a countdown to catastrophe. It's only a matter of time before things fall apart, only a matter of time before the team disseminates and goes their separate ways, only a matter of time before they lose interest and begin to pursue other endeavors. My friends and neighbors, I tell you that it's important to have a maintenance plan in place so that we're not in a countdown to catastrophe. We're going to outline the four key components in our TIER technique, T-I-E-R, that will aid in understanding what needs to happen in order to have an effective business maintenance plan. The first component is training. Yes, you knew that training would have to be in the top of the list. Training is important. Football players go to practice. Aspiring cooks go to culinary school. Those that want to drive trucks attend truck driving school. See, they are going to those places not just to learn what to do, but how to do it. See, education is the process of teaching you the what to do, whereas training is the how to. Your personal trainer at the gym doesn't give you a book to read about getting in shape. He or she shows you the steps that you need to take. They work with you to teach you those components that you must know. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, it's important for your team to embrace and adopt and love training. What are you doing to make sure they are trained? Are you communicating with them to make sure that they are taking classes and getting better and understanding how to implement what they have been taught? Whatever you're doing to keep them trained is contributing to your business maintenance plan. It's only another step in the right direction. The I in our TIER acronym reminds us of the importance of inspiration. It's often overlooked, but if you want to maintain a healthy business environment, make sure that it is infused with inspiration. We still remember the things that have inspired nations all over the world. We remember the I Have a Dream speech from Martin Luther King. We remember the Gettysburg Address by Abraham Lincoln over 200 years ago when he said the words 47 years ago. We still remember that. Many may remember the inspirational things that were said by John F. Kennedy or Nelson Mandela, the poets and writers that have inspired movements throughout not only our country, but many others. Inspiration is the key to making sure your team has the fuel it needs to succeed. Think of it as like putting gas in a car. Doesn't matter how nice the car is, how new the tires are, how powerful the engine. Doesn't make a difference how pristine the paint job, how well it's been detailed. If there is no gas, it won't go. By the same token, when we talk about inspiration, it's what your team needs to make it from point A to point B. You know firsthand how tough it is to run your own deal and become an entrepreneur. You know the bumps and and the pitfalls that may await those that are on your team. If I'm talking to my friends that listen in Atlanta, you understand the challenges of keeping a team together, and you know that they have to stay inspired in order to keep taking steps on the journey. My friends, I challenge you to put systems in place that inspire those around you. Yes, that inspiration component is the key. Now, we've got two other key components on this podcast, and if you enjoyed this training segment, I want to know. You can leave a comment underneath this podcast or simply like Success Training Institute on Facebook. Contact the person who sent you this message to find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.